Good afternoon. You're listening to the Social Graces program on WGXC 90.7 in Hudson, New York. I'm your host, Nan Marin, of the Social Graces program. I'm a certified etiquette instructor, and I thought that this show, we would go over just basic etiquette, manners, and protocol. I'd like to start out with a little quote. Children are natural mimics who act out like their parents despite every effort to teach them good manners. The author of that quote is unknown, but I think it speaks volumes in raising children to behave properly and learn kindness and just overall social graces, which would include manners, etiquette, and protocol. I'll give you some definitions of etiquette. Etiquette is basically the conventional rules for conduct and behavior in our society. Manners are the polite way of behaving. And protocol simply means the rules of etiquette in the diplomatic corps. For example, the military has strict instructions concerning protocol. The last show that we had was all about the job interview process, and I just wanted to say a few things about that. I hope that maybe some of the listeners got some help out of that. We covered almost every detail of the interview process. I thought it was a great show, and it went well, and we provided a lot of tips and advice on the interview process because I know how stressful that can be. So good luck to all of you looking for your new jobs. I want to go over some thoughts about how important good manners are, starting with children. Children who are taught manners at an early age are given the advantage of achieving a successful future. Manners and proper etiquette are things we can all learn at any age and will carry you through your lifetime. Good manners are very important because it is conducive to how people will evaluate you and also remember you. Here are some factoids about the beginnings of the etiquette movement. The world's oldest written etiquette guide was composed by an Egyptian philosopher around 3550 BC. The father of the American etiquette movement was none other than the father of our country, George Washington. He compiled a list of rules of civility and decent behavior. But guess what? He was 14 years old when he wrote that booklet. It was a small book which listed 110 ideas on colonial manners. Good manners are memorable. We have all met someone in our lives with impeccable manners. When you think of that person, you always remember what grace and manners that person holds. On the other hand, we have also remembered people with very bad manners or no manners at all. Both are memorable, but in very different ways. When you know good manners and practice them every day, they become a part of you and are second nature to you. I feel that it is possible that some people are hired because of their skills in etiquette and proper manners. They could possibly be hired even over more qualified people because of these skills. Let's go over our everyday common manners that all of us should practice. By the way, here are just a few different kinds of etiquette guides. Netiquette, that's the internet etiquette. Etiquette for sporting events, cell phone etiquette, multicultural etiquette, wedding etiquette, business etiquette, and so on and so forth. There's books out there that you can read, you could take etiquette classes, anything you want to know about. We're so fortunate to have the internet now to turn to. First, let's talk about eye contact. I'm sure we all have encountered this scenario. You're speaking to someone, and instead of looking at you while you speak, they're looking over your shoulder or they're looking at their phone, or in general, not looking at you while you're speaking. When we look people in the eyes, we give them full attention and show them we care. I actually think this may be one of the rudest things that people do. They are preoccupied and aren't really listening. Good eye contact does not mean staring, which can be kind of creepy or even bizarre. Shifty eyes or over-the-shoulder glances show disrespect to the speaker and may lead to conclusions that you, the one not looking at the person, are nervous, untrustworthy, and rude. So when someone is talking to you, make eye contact and show respect for that person. I wanted to talk today about personal boundaries. I'm sure many of you experience this also. What you might consider a friendly distance may be too close for comfort for someone else. We've all experienced it. You meet someone on the street or in a shop, and they are friendly, but they're just too close to you. You actually can take a step back. That's how close that they are. That's when you're in the realm of someone else's personal space. Sometimes when this happens, we walk slowly, take a step back, because they are in your space. Respect the personal boundaries of those around you, and pay attention to clues like facial expressions and body language. If you sense people backing away, that should tell you that you've overstepped the bounds of closeness. Maybe we could go over handshakes right now. In America, our personal greeting is the handshake in this country. Handshakes should be not too firm and not too limp, and we always use our right hand. Handshakes can mean anything from it's a pleasure to meet you to good to see you again. I would like to tell you, the dear ladies listening today, handshakes with men or women. Ladies, you too should give a firm handshake. Shake a hand like you mean it. And men, women also use their entire hand to shake hands, so please don't shake a woman's hand with the tips of your fingers. Shake our hands as you would shake a man's hand. Thank you very much. And remember, please, for both men and women, a handshake should be one up, one down. Always look at the person in the eye. It's that simple. And don't forget to smile. I think we're going to take just a musical break for just a moment, and I'll be right back with you. We're back with Social Graces, a program about etiquette, protocol, and just basic good manners. That was a nice break. I love that music. It's great, isn't it? I was going to talk to you now about how to accept a compliment. You know, some people, there's no problem accepting a compliment, and other people seem like they have a problem with that. So when someone pays you a compliment, accept it graciously by smiling and saying thank you. And say thank you in a sincere way. Also wanted to talk to you about how not to accept a compliment. Have you ever given a compliment to someone and they make like a contorted facial expression at you? It's almost like they're looking at you thinking, duh, I know I look fabulous. Maybe because you complimented on their outfit or their hairstyle. How not to accept a compliment. Rolling the eyes. That's another way of saying, duh, I know I look fabulous. We've all experienced this. If anyone offers you a compliment, accept it graciously, please. You may not think your hair looks that great, but be polite and say thanks anyway. Questions you shouldn't ask. Let's be kind to people and think first before we speak. For example, I'll just give you a couple of clues here. Don't ask, how old are you? Unless you know that they are under 20 years old. Have you gained weight? Isn't that awful to say to someone? How about this lovely question? Is that a birthmark? These are just things that are totally insensitive and you're not thinking before you speak. So let's try to be sensitive and think before we ask questions that might be offensive to others. This is a quote from Emily Post. Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. Here is a great quote by an unknown author. I just love this one. Anyone can be polite to a king. It takes a gentleman to be polite to a beggar. That shows class, see? Here's another one. This is by Fred Astaire. The hardest job kids face today is learning manners without saying any. So think about that for a minute. I've had a great time today. I'll see you second Wednesday, 3 o'clock in August. And I appreciate you listening, and have a good week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I once was lost. Please, Mr. Disc Jockey, tell him I love him for me.
Tell him for me.
I sent him a letter and I called his home. There was no answer by mail or by phone.
wasn't for you. I'm so grateful for all the things you helped me do. All the ladies and gentlemen who made this all so probable. Thank you, friends. I rejoice to the skies. Dear ones like you are the best I do, as far as can see my eyes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen who made this all so probable. That my friends have got chaos, I'd be off in a beam of light. Without my friends, I'd be swept off high by the wind. Oh, oh, oh. Gentlemen who made this all so probable.